This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? It looks like we found another day, another dollar. Or can we make a dollar and a half out of this, Jennifer? What do you think?
Buck and a half? A dollar and a half. Come on.
You want it? Okay. We're here for a dollar and a half. It's March the 26th, marching into the first full week of spring. But as I said, I think yesterday, it doesn't feel like spring until we get into April. And well, it was actually quite springy here in Los Angeles driving around at this hour of the morning. I think I only counted three cars.
Wow, that's about right. It's early.
Yeah, it is. Right. They're all three, and they're all listening to us. All right, so let's get at it, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn-Kara Schillen is here. Victoria is off for this week, and I'm guessing you're going to go to the political battle that is brewing over the rest of the report.
Actually, no. Going to go with Michael Avenatti. I don't know if you've heard
great.
About this.
That's even better. That's a better story. I like that one.
But whoa, everybody on Twitter was laughing about the fact that it was Donald Trump's best day. First, he kind of gets cleared with this Mueller thing. Then one of his political foes, Michael Avenatti, gets into a whole heap of trouble. This guy, wow. All right, so we found out yesterday that there are three different court cases against Michael Avenatti, for one in New York, one in Los Angeles, one in Orange County. This big one, though, that just doesn't seem to make any sense at all, and if you don't remember, Michael Avenatti was that attorney who represented Stormy Daniels in her legal battles with the president, and was a very outspoken critic of the president, said he was going to run for president in 2020. Then he got in trouble a few months ago for allegedly hitting a girlfriend of his, and was let out of prison for that. But on Monday, he was charged with what prosecutors said was an attempt to shake down Nike for over $20 million. He was also hit on the same day with separate embezzlement and fraud charges in U.S. District Court. That was in Los Angeles. He was arrested in New York. There's a federal judge that ordered him released on $300,000 bond during a hearing in U.S. District Court in New York. He appeared in a courtroom wearing a dark gray suit with the federal public defenders. He said, when due process occurs, I will be fully exonerated and justice will prevail. That's what he said outside the court following the hearing. Right. Prosecutors said that Avenatti and at that time, an unindicted co-conspirator, which we now know as celebrity attorney Mark Garagos, who represented Colin Kaepernick, who represented Mark Garagos, that's who reports are saying this person who was not named in court papers, met with Nike's attorneys on March 19th, told them they had a client, a former amateur coach, who had evidence that Nike employees had bribed top high school players to play for Nike-sponsored college teams. Now, what is interesting here is that as soon as this threat was made by allegedly Mark Garagos and Avenatti, is that Nike just said, oh, please hold, and they got the FBI on the other line and immediately caught them in this threat, in this scheme. So they have pretty hard evidence because the FBI was involved with this from the very beginning. Avenatti told Nike he would go public unless it paid his client $1.5 million and hired him and Mark Garagos to conduct an internal investigation for between $15 and $25 million. So, he also offered...
Are pals? When did
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess they're pals, or they were in on this together.
There's a name from the past, a blast from the past.
Avenatti had also offered to accept $22.5 million for his silence from Nike. So this is kind of an interesting one. Now, I guess in Orange County, California, there was a client of his who was due a settlement. And so Avenatti allegedly told him, oh, that settlement will come in March. Well, the settlement actually came in January. It was wired into Avenatti's account. He then promptly, allegedly, according to court documents, put it into his coffee business. He owns, I guess, his partial stake, or he owns Tully's Coffee and has some locations in California. Put that money in there. there. His client was like, well, where's my settlement? He never paid the settlement back. And then there were similar charges of fraud in Los Angeles. If all of this goes through, he faces life in prison. Huh. These are very serious charges that he's up against. The former client of his is Stormy Daniels, who on Twitter said she was not shocked by these charges. She said she was sad but not surprised and had made a decision more than a month ago to terminate his services after discovering that he had dealt dishonestly with her. And she said that there will be more announcements to come. So apparently she knows of other shoes that might drop here against Michael Avenatti. So an interesting story yesterday.
Can we play it back to Mark Garagos? Garagos, yeah. Wasn't he the one who has been hired by Jesse Smollett to represent
him?
Jesse Smollett, Colin Kaepernick recently. He's had a lot of celebrity clients.
So is this real, or is this Trump sort of maneuvering or manufacturing a way to get back at some of his enemies?
No, this is not Trump at all. This is literally, he called Nike.
Well, people would think that or suggest it. Oh,
yeah, no.
Trump's getting back at
I think at this point most people don't like Michael Avenatti. I don't know.
He's a jerk.
Even people who don't like Trump, like, I saw this and just laughed because it's so ridiculous. So I don't know how many people are out there saying, yeah, Trump's trying to take him down. I don't think anyone's trying to defend Avenatti.
The allegations that he hit a girlfriend, that wasn't Donald Trump. The FBI being called by Nike after he's trying to extort them, and Nike just basically said, hey, hold on one second, and brought the FBI in so that they could capture him. Those are things that are way beyond anything that Trump could do to get back at this guy.
All right, so that's number one. Number two, which some people think is number one, is the wave, the regurgitation, the playback, the anger, if that's what you want to call it, that is on, again, we're back to Republicans versus Democrats when it comes to the campaign collusion or lack thereof. I saw Lindsey Graham yesterday talking about having an investigation of the investigators.
Right.
So
he wants to investigate
some more money.
He wants to investigate the founding documents. And I think it's only fair, actually, because I think and I've said it before, what's far more greater to our country is having an unequal justice system, having one set of rules for one person, another set of rules for another person. We've had this conversation about our Justice Department for a long time when it comes to race and to all sorts of different factors, the rich, the non-rich, the political, the non-political. There should be one set of rules for everyone. And if for some reason people were being handed passes and then other people were being persecuted on fake information, I think we have to know about it. So as much as I'd like to see the Mueller report released, as much of it that it can be anyway, release that. But also, how did the investigation get started? And I think that's fully appropriate.
Doesn't come around. It doesn't roost with McCain, even though he had the dossier, right?
The bigger story is not necessarily going after McCain. McCain was kind of trafficking the dossier, but what I think is more important is who in the Department of Justice took this information. And because don't forget, the reason you even got an investigation, or actually, I shouldn't say that, the reason you even had the FISA warrant so that they could spy on members of the Trump campaign, essentially spy on American citizens, is because Jim Comey gets a hold of this dossier. They weren't able to corroborate any of it, so they had suspicions that it was fake. But James Comey then leaked stories to Yahoo News. Yahoo News wrote a news article about what was in it. They took that news article to the FISA court and said, look, the media's already gotten a hold of this. And that's how those FISA warrants were pulled. And so how much of this has happened before, where upper levels of the FBI, and I don't want to go after the rank and file members of the FBI because I think they do a really good job and they help us and save us and keep us safe, but the upper levels, Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, how many of them leak stories in order to get what they want done internally? And I think that's worth knowing.
All right, so that is another way of us stirring the pot and keeping our eye off the ball as much as it ought to be on the ball, in my estimation. So yesterday also the Trumpsters decided they would try to figure out how to eliminate say goodbye to Obamacare, and one wonders what kind of a political move that is. I don't want to hit you with all of these at once, Jennifer, but they seem to be... Trump doesn't take a breath or a day off. Let's.
Well, this was actually something that was done a long time ago. So this was a court ruling that was decided in favor of basically a President Trump and his administration. The Justice Department sided with the court ruling that said Obamacare is invalid. And this is not so far out of whack. I think, Doug, you and I both agree that forcing people to have insurance and that individual mandate, a lot of people argued was unconstitutional, that you couldn't push that on somebody. And the Department of Justice announced that it was siding with the district court ruling that found Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional. That's just an escalation in the Trump administration's legal battle against Obamacare and the health care law. The DOJ had previously argued that in court that the pre-existing condition protection should be struck down. Now the administration says the entire law should be invalidated. So the judge, Judge O'Connor, ruled in December that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate was unconstitutional and that the rest of the law is therefore invalid. The DOJ said Monday that it agreed with the decision and should stand as the case works its way through the appeals process in the Court of Appeals. So that's kind of what's happening. It wasn't anything immediate that Trump did yesterday on Obamacare. This has all been being litigated in court.
For those of you who want to have a clear, concise understanding of what's going on, you just got it in the past 8.5 minutes. Right? The top three things that people will be talking about that they are and will continue to talk about today. Jennifer Horn, round of applause.
Phew.
For Jen Jen. Yeah. Phew.
It's like rapid fire. You're throwing all these topics at me.
Well, I know.
No quadratic equations next.
Yeah, right. No. We'll do pi times the radius squared. I just think that's better. Didn't we get to that when it was pi day a couple of weeks ago?
Ask me another political question. I can do that better.
Actually, I think it's, let's do a couple of other things and we'll dig. I think we're going to absorb all of that, especially the Amanati stuff. I think that one is.
Oh my gosh. Three
the other thing, I think.
First it was one and then by the end of the day, three. Wow.
Yep. Okay. I think that somebody in a more crude sense would say you can kiss his white ass goodbye.
Yeah. Tough. And Garagos too. Yeah, Jesse Smollett's going, oh, no, where's my guy?
Time to call up 1-800-FREE-LAWYER. Ooh. See if we can find somebody that will help you out. In the meantime, I'm going to help you out with your smile. How white and bright is it as of this moment? You're up already. You're having your cup of coffee. Perhaps you like a glass of red wine. I don't know if it's great in the morning. Ever mix red wine and tea together? I always wondered how that would taste.
No, but I do put it with my Frosted Flakes, which is always good.
Wine or tea?
Just neither one of them. I'm teasing.
What was it? Tony the Tiger said, that's great.
Even I'm not that desperate.
Okay. Well, if you have a grin that you don't like, your smile, sometimes people's smiles turn from a grin into, ooh, look at that in the mirror. I don't want to have that. Tooth whitening products are everywhere. They're all over the place. Go to the drugstore. Go to the the Five and Dime, which is now the dollar store. All those places, they have all of these messy strips, and they have trays, they have toothpaste that'll make your teeth whiter, and all of them work. They do, but they're awful for your enamel, which is what saves your teeth. I've become the number one expert when it comes to saving teeth and what's been going on. If you saw a picture of my tooth in the Facebook last week, there's nothing more important than your teeth. And you got to have a good white smile to back up your feelings about how you feel when you see somebody. Ah, oh, there's a big smile. It's nice to see you. Power swabs is the way to make sure that smile is going to be something that will greet everybody that you see. National and local radio stations all around the country are crowing about how great it is to use power swabs. It will change that stain, that look of stains, in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Get it now at 800-208-1797. The only way to save 50% on the retail price, get your teeth naturally white, 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One of my favorite. This is one of those Righteous Brothers type of White Eyed Soul songs. It came from a group that emulated the sound the Righteous Brothers had, the Walker Brothers. Scott Walker, who was the lead with the Walker Brothers, has passed away at the age of 76. He was a singer, he was a songwriter, he was a big music producer. The Walker Brothers and The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, from the 1960s. That was probably their biggest song. You want to crank it up a little bit more, Karen?
Girl, I need you.
They had a string of hits. Make It Easy on Yourself. You got a version of that. So the sound, these songs both sounded the same.
Just tell me that we're through. And make it.
Produced a lot of songs, did a lot of movie scores, and on his own he did a number of albums as well. Came from Ohio originally, began his career as a session bass player, changed his name from Noel Scott Engel when he joined the Walker Brothers, relocated to London. Walker Brothers were really big in England first, when the scene was dominated by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. They made a mark for themselves. And then they came to the United States, and it was a great sound. He had a good career as a solo artist, too. Released a number of well-received albums. And then he went back to the Walker Brothers for a final album they had together in the 1980s. But he was a big, very prolific producer. Worked with a lot of other artists who had great respect for him. So he was really an influential figure behind the scenes in the music world. Big influence on Radiohead. The record company that he worked with said he survived by his partner Beverly, daughter Lee, and his granddaughter Emmy. So singer, staff the hour music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Now we'll bring an update to you on the worm. Yes, singer Justin Bieber. What
oh? He's been so quiet lately. He hasn't been doing anything really bad.
Little jerk. He announced to fans that he's stepping away from making his music in order to work on deep-rooted issues that he has.
Yeah, he's been suffering anxiety.
Yeah. Is that because he's married to Haley Baldwin? What's the story? His wife?
I don't know. I don't know what the timing is, but I do know anytime anybody comes up in this business at a young age, it seems like it opens up a lot more insecurities than people who kind of come into the business in their 20s and 30s. And I can understand that. You never know who people are looking, if they're looking at you just to get close to you or if they really take an interest in you. His parents split up. He's got a lot going on, I think. Obviously, he was troubled. He was acting like a jerk for years.
Right, and I probably should give. I have been very critical of him over the year because I think he became entitled, sort of, cut a swath.
Sure, he was acting like a little worm. But if he wants to fix himself, good for him.
Well, he says he's going to work on himself for a while. Most of us do. Got to repair some of the deep rooted issues that I have, so I don't fall apart. So that I can sustain my marriage and be the father I want to be. Is his wife pregnant already?
Not that I know of, but I guess they're just planning at some point.
Right. Okay. So let's give him a pass and wish him well. Let's do that, all right? Everybody will hold a good thought for Justin Bieber as he tries to figure it all out as soon as possible. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You to forgive me for my sins.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Undoing 50 years of U.S. policy, President Trump now formally recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, announcing yesterday during a joint appearance at the White House with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Today I am taking historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself and really to have a very powerful, very strong national security, which they're entitled to have.
Israel captured that territory from Syria during the 1967 Middle East War, annexing the territory, but the move has never been recognized by the international community until now. President Trump now says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller conducted himself honorably. He made the comment during that event yesterday with Netanyahu after publicly criticizing Mueller for months. This is USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Again and again and again, more of the DJV program for this Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen in Los Angeles, but I'm not close to Jennifer, even though her office is around the corner from where I am. I mean, literally, I shouldn't say around the corner, it's up the hall.
Yeah, you should go put flowers in there.
Okay, yes, I'll do that. Flowers on the wall. Remember that from the Statler Brothers. I want to say hi to John, who's in South Dakota. How do you do? Faye is in Hawaii listening to the program. Let's see, Jim and Mike and John and David. I was reading, speaking of that, I was reading on the plane as I uncharacteristically flew back from Salt Lake last night to Los Angeles on Southwest. And I was reading in the Southwest magazine the story of Herb Kelleher, who was the founder of Southwest back in 1970. He passed away last month. And it was a wonderful tribute. He was a very interesting guy. I didn't really talk much about him, but he was one of those people. There were a couple of really good airline pros that ran the business in the 50s, 60s, 70s. A guy named Crandall ran American Airlines, and he really knew how to run an airline. They had operations people. And Kelleher was not only an operations guy and a very brilliant business strategist. After all, think about it. Southwest came from nowhere. The idea of doing what they did was this guy's. He was the original lawyer for the company. And then he managed to become the chief executive officer. And it's just every year, year after year after year, among airlines, but also among American companies, Southwest is always in the top five. People who love to fly, people who are in the business, but people that, you know, you wouldn't probably ever come in contact with, the mechanics, all the people that work at Southwest loved working at the company because this guy set a standard that really worked well in terms of corporate culture. And even though it's a huge airline now, carries more passengers domestically than any other airline, about 70-some-odd thousand workers get their paycheck every month from Southwest, there still is, with most, the flight crew that I was with last night was nothing special. But for the most part, when you do ride on Southwest, I just don't like puddle jumping across the country from one, you know, there's no direct flights anywhere except from Tulsa to Denver. That was their culture, though. They've set that up so you can hop from one part of the country to another and do it less expensively. And that was all Herb Kelleher. So anyway, that was in the back of my mind as I was sitting on the plane last night. Also, reading about the 737 fix that a lot of people, you know, it's been very quiet now for a couple of weeks as the government and as Boeing and as the airlines worked on a fix for the problem they have, the software that took those planes down. And, you know, this is what I don't understand about sometimes corporate culture. Just keep going and don't look back. Well, you can't do that in a circumstance like this. I don't know whether they've decided at Boeing yet to get rid of the guy who's the CEO, but I'm figuring that guy can't last, and neither can the guy who is in charge of the 737 project, because they pushed this thing way too fast. It didn't really have certification, and the government was in collusion with them. So it may be that some of these suits that are against Boeing may also find themselves in the lap of you and me, the taxpayer, paying a bill because the planes were certified. The other governments look to America. You know, the government of Ethiopia is not going to inspect a 737 to see if it's okay. They're going to rely on the FAA in America to determine the plane is airworthy and not going to be a problem. And it isn't and hasn't been. And until they get that fix in it, all of them are on the ground. And they still are kind of fiddling around with schedules and stuff.
How much money are they losing from all of this? I was just thinking about them the other day. With these flights being grounded or these planes being grounded, how much money do you think?
Well, they stopped. The assembly line for the 737 just stopped. They're not building them anymore until they get a fix. So they deliver on average four of these planes a day. So you figure it out at $250 million a plane. That's $1 billion a day that they are losing. And never mind. Remember, I've said this a lot of times so that people understand how big the business is. These people, in terms of dollars, are the largest exporter of any product in America. Can you realize how huge that is? Considering all of American business, all the food that we export, all the products that we export, everything on top of the pile in terms of actual dollars that come into our country from other countries, the biggest volume of money in terms of trade goes to the Boeing company for the planes that they make and sell to countries and plane and airlines all around the world. It's huge, huge money, and a huge, huge black eye for a company that has, I mean, think about the storied past of Bill Boeing and what he built. He had a little plane that he built to deliver mail for the government. And it just grew into this huge empire, and they get too big for their britches. That's really what it amounts to. They're not keeping their eye on the ball. And I would, just to go back to Southwest for a second, in terms of culture, Kelleher would never have allowed to go on what's going on right now. There's been a fuss ever since the fellow who, and I use names because it helps tell the story. You don't know who this guy is, probably. Maybe a lot of people who read the Southwest magazines over the years knew who Herb Kelleher was. But the chief executive officer at Southwest now is a guy named Gary Kelly, who comes from that same school of bean counters that we have with all of these guys that run these airlines now. And so he's been fussing and fighting with the mechanics union. And so Southwest isn't the same airline as it was when Kelleher ran it, because they've sort of succumbed to the same thing the rest of them have. Their prices are no big deal anymore, and the mechanics are unhappy because Southwest has made as many advances, and the mechanics haven't benefited the way the pilots and other unions have, and they don't like it, so they've been arguing about a contract, trying to negotiate a contract for 5 years. And you've noticed in the last 3 or 4 months, most every Southwest plane and most every schedule is late. I looked at the board. I went into Salt Lake last night. There were a dozen planes still from Southwest that were supposed to take off from Southwest and go to various other places, Reno, San Francisco, wherever. And every one of them was late. Every single one of them. You never used to see that. Never. So it's pretty interesting to see how the pieces all fit together. Or don't under the circumstances. So here's something in terms of American business. I thought you'd be interested in the latest from McDonald's, revealing want to keep you at home and order food by partnering up with Lazy Boy and Uber Eats. Eats delivers McDonald's. Have you heard this?
No, but I just, here's the deal. When we wanted junk food, we used to have to walk in and get it. Then we could drive through and get it, and now right. It just comes to our house. It's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's called a McDelivery. McDivley? How would you pronounce it? McDelivery couch?
McDelivery.
McDelivery. Huh. Here's a McDonald's fan who was on a date. And he had chicken nuggets. I don't know. This is such a silly story. Apparently, the chicken nuggets get into a bra somehow, and I don't know how that happened. So let's move on to another food story.
Where do you find these stories on the internet?
National.
I'm very curious about that.
I heard it was a recliner where you could press a button and, like, McDonald's would be delivered. I didn't hear about chicken McNuggets falling in this weird place.
It's National Spinach Day. Remember this song? I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. Toot, toot. I live in a garbage can.
Toot, toot.
Fight to the finish. I eat all my spinach.
I eat my spinach, okay. Yeah.
Right. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Okay. So, do you think of spinach when you hear me singing that, or do you think of turning the radio to another stage?
Both a little. The same time.
Okay. National Spinach Day today. Celebrates everybody's favorite green. Is spinach your favorite green, Kara? Do you like spinach better than any other green vegetable? Come on, fess up.
Yes, sir. I like it. Yeah, I like it pretty high. I like it better than other salad greens, but I probably like broccoli better than I like spinach.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Broccoli, little butter on it, really yummy stuff. Yep, but spinach is good. I like to cook
like
my spinach. Put a little vinegar in it. Vinegar is very good for you as well. Spinach and vinegar together, very good combination. What, no? You don't think it's a good idea?
I just like spinach salad. No, it's kind of what I think that's Southern. It's kind of like a greens thing. That's, I think, how they do it.
Okay. Anyway, here's a new spinach dish for you. If you usually enjoy cooked spinach, make a spinach salad. If you love some raw spinachy goodness, try it cooked. It's always nice to expand your palate and to get a couple of new recipes under your belt. See, how else can we celebrate National Spinach Day? Grow some spinach. It's now getting close to gardening time. Spinach, by the way, is one of those vegetables that's not affected by the frost. There are some that most leafy vegetables are affected, but you can plant spinach and have it not get bitten by frost. I don't know if you knew that or not. So you can grow your spinach if you want in the windowsill. You can grow in your backyard around the rose bushes if you want to. Save you money because you're not buying spinach from the store. Provides you with a challenge. Keeping a plant alive is not easy sometimes. And it's also a path to sustainability. You grow a whole garden. Grows very quickly. Spinach grows very, very quickly. And then I guess the other thing is to watch some old Yona spinach. Have a spinach day. Watch some old Popeye movies, old comic books, or you can go to YouTube for some of the old shows, Popeye and Bluto and Olive Oil, right? And I said, what did I, last week, Kara, I was talking about Bluto and I said Brutus.
Brutus the barber.
Someone had to call in and say, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah. That's not right. Well, that's good. People are paying attention. All right, speaking of paying attention, Jen, what do we have for television news here? What's this? I saw a couple of things. Oh, by the way, before we
go, you couldn't watch anything on the plane, could you? Because you were on Southwest.
No, not on Southwest.
Yeah.
What I saw was that Gronk said he would come back if he got a call from Tom Brady. If Brady wants me back, I'll come back. Did you see that? Did you hear that?
No, but they love each other, so that doesn't surprise me. I heard that Gronk is actually going to the WWE. How about that?
No. Really?
Yes. I'm so excited. Well, he's only 29. He doesn't want to kill himself in football. He wants to do other things. I can get it.
Yeah. All right. So what else do we have? I had it in the corner of my eye, and I thought I kind of got a kick out of it yesterday. As soon as I saw it, I thought of you. I was actually going to call you, but I was so busy yesterday running around, I didn't get to it. So at any rate, Gronk may be back.
I see how I stack up. Yes, Gronk may be back. You never know. He's a young guy. But tonight on television, what is not coming back is the season finale of Miracle Workers. This is a story with Daniel Radcliffe in it, and he's an angel. He can't get humans to. He's trying to get humans to finally fall in love. That's on TBS tonight. It's the season finale, Miracle Workers, at 10:30. On the networks tonight, lots of new stuff. You've got ABC All New tonight with American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right, Black-ish, Splitting Up Together, and The Rookie. You know we love that. That's one of our faves. CBS, also new tonight with NCIS, FBI, and NCIS New Orleans. On Fox tonight, you're going to get MasterChef Junior with a special advantage coming into play for the contestants, along with the new show, it's a reality show called Mental Samurai. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Fox. NBC has a new This Is Us at 9, followed by a new episode of the show you like, Dougie, called The Village. So that's going on there. If hoarding is more your thing, A&E has a two-hour spectacular starting at 8 o'clock of the show Hoarders. American Chopper is new tonight on Discovery. That starts at 8. So a lot of different choices depending on what your interests are on cable tonight.
Okay, so for those of you who are fans of MyPillow and the story of Mike Lindell, there was a woman called the police in St. Paul this week. They noticed a man standing outside in the cold without a coat on, hugging his pillow. That's actually a suburb of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Jordan, Minnesota, which is outside of Minneapolis. The police said the caller didn't want to get too close to this person because she thought he was deranged. Imagine anybody standing outside in the cold and the snow, hugging a pillow. Luckily for everybody involved, the person hugging the pillow was a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, hugging the pillow. And the Jordan Police Department posted a story on Facebook, and it kept a sense of humor about the whole thing. Always better to call the police, it wrote, rather than assume a freezing man might actually be a cardboard cutout. Anyway, so was that, Lindell is from Minnesota. He's been starring in the Conservative Political Action Conference. He shared the police department's post on his own Facebook page. I think he, there's something about him, and I say this lovingly. You always see him with his cross and his blue shirt, and apparently he has political aspirations and is thinking about running for the Senate in Minnesota.
That's a great idea.
What is a good idea is buying MyPillows, all the things they have in the catalog at MyPillow.com. You can buy up to 55% off using the promo code DJV, whether it's these fabulous new Giza sheets, whether it's the mattress topper, the mattress itself, the standard pillows. Get on board. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your sheets today, your pillows today, up to 55% off. Check out the product at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hancock time is 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria usually does all this, but because Kara's done a good job in the research department and I know how to put a story together, let's see how we work. We'll work hand in hand here, Kara, on this to see if we can give people ideas that are important. First of all, we start with Apple. Yesterday, they unveiled their Apple News subscription service. Like, we need another news subscription service. The Apple credit card was introduced, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. What I saw, the biggest focus was on Apple TV Plus. They apparently want to really get into production here, big time. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the Apple News app, including access to The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And Apple News Plus will be the only place where you'll be able to get all of them at once. According to Apple, it costs more than $8,000 a year to subscribe to all of the publications individually, but their News Plus price for all of them is $9.99 a month. First month is free. Family sharing of the Apple News Plus subscription will be allowed. Each user has their own individual favorites and customizations, as you might expect. Now, let's see what else. The new Apple Card. It's a credit card. It's supposed to improve things about the credit card experience with simpler applications, no fees, lower interest rates, better rewards. Yeah, they got a lot of cash, so they can afford to give you credit, I guess. If you want to get an Apple Card, you'll be able to sign up on your iPhone with the Apple Wallet app and get a digital card that you can use anywhere. Apple Pay is accepted within just a couple of minutes. Customers will be able to track purchases, check balances, see when their bill is due right from that app. There'll be a physical titanium card as well, but there's no credit card number and no one of those CVV numbers, no expiration date, no signature. All of that authorization information is stored directly on the Apple Wallet app. So what do you think about that? And then there's The Apple TV app, which is free to use, is set to become a hub for your various video subscriptions if you care to use it. Apple TV includes channels which will let customers pay for HBO, Showtime, Stars, CBS All Access, and some other services directly through their TV app, and they can watch everything there as well. Apple will be handling the streams and promises top-tier picture and audio quality for all the Apple TV channels. Apple is expected to spend $2 billion this year on original content that it hopes can stand toe-to-toe with anything that Netflix is producing, or Hulu, or Amazon. Amazon, good time. Amazon.
Yeah, I think this is actually kind of a cool idea. I don't love that you have to pay for it. I wish that they had some kind of deal, because you can, you know, you'll still get HBO and all these different things, but you're going to have to pay like $10 a month for each of them, whatever their individual subscription costs. So it's cool mm-hmm. that they're all going to be in one place, and you don't have to go to a different website to watch every single one of them. But that's kind of going to add up after a while if you've got four different subscriptions. And they're not giving you any kind of deal on any of them.
Will you sign up for it? Would you say? Would you take it?
I don't think so. I'm one of those things, you know how you're kind of anti-Amazon taking over the whole world. I'm kind of the same with Apple, where it makes me, it's cool that they're doing it, and obviously they're coming out with a lot of different technology, but it makes me feel a little bit weird that they're getting into all of these different markets.
All right, speaking of markets, these are not call letters, WAGZ, although maybe a radio station somewhere with these call letters. What does WAGZ stand for, Victoria? Okay, Victoria. Kara?
It doesn't stand for anything. It just means WAGS. It's a dog.
WAGS released a new smart collar for your dog. Let's listen to the story behind WAGS. Of course it's WAGS for dogs. WAG. Come on, figure it out, folks.
The Geek Out. You love your puppy dog, so why not get it a smart collar? WAGS, W-A-G-Z, is an ecosystem of products built around a smart dog collar. Now the collar has all the normal GPS and activity tracking, but it is also the hub to a bunch of other products it can work with. WAGS also offers a smart feeder which works with the collar to know when it's time and how much to feed the dog. It also works with a high-tech doggy door that only opens for a specific collar. The collar can also be set to create a virtual fence around property and help keep the dog off specific pieces of furniture. WAGS promises a lot of high-tech dog convenience, so if you're interested, we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so to follow up on what we were talking about a little bit earlier here on the DJV program, there is a software fix for the Boeing 737 MAX. FAA has tentatively approved the software changes and pilot training courses to fix this thing, allowing pilots to exert more control over the system, which was automated, and that's why the planes went down, Ethiopian plane went down.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.